That director had responsibility for the development of individual communications equipment, but it also provided support to the various project managers. Through time, programs became project managed by the military head, but then it was a group dedicated to a certain system of development, and this directorate provided the technical support to the project managers. Just pick one as an example of the MSC, which was Mobile Subscriber Equipment. Mobile Subscriber Equipment is kind of the forerunner to cellular communications.
Uh-huh.
This was putting a whole system out on the battlefield. Mobile Communications Center and the first real, I guess, use of that, or practical use, was in Desert Storm.
Mm.
And the theory was that this mobile subscriber equipment, cellular phone system, was going to be what the Army needed to keep up with the mobility
uh-huh.
of the forces. And at one point in Desert Storm, I think the movement got ahead of the capability of moving.
Of course, even in World War II, there were all sorts of mobile communications. Is the difference here that it's a single coordinated system for all Army communications?
That was the main communication system. The Army always had mobile communication mm-hmm. systems, but when you move from one place to another, then this signal officer had to reestablish his communication center. This mobile subscriber equipment system was intended to bring everything up, say, the main, trying to compare it to, take it as a cellular system.
Yeah.
Where you've got antennas
mm-hmm.
every 50 miles or whatever
yeah.
it is, and you have dead spots
if right.
you're not there. If you want to look at the main switching center, was like a cellular tower, and you kept moving it along
mm-hmm.
to keep up with the forces.
Uh-huh.
That's maybe a bad analysis, but it was... The speed of the battle required capability to move faster and be in continuous communications, at least at the command level.
Uh-huh.